Well, there always is, and this year it'll be a short session. So, you know, they got the state money passed last year, but, you know, this year's a bonding year, and there's still issues with the, you know, various issues that'll be in front of us. The Rural Finance Authority we're supporting, that's a program that works for the Department of Ag through local banks and helps support smaller and beginning-type farmers and offers some restructuring loans. And with the stressed ag economy right now, there's a huge demand on them loans. So, you know, that's one thing we need to get done right away. And taxes, you know, with the recently passed tax bill at the federal level, to get some tax conformity. And health care. You know, health care is an issue as you're struggling to pay your bills on the farm. You know, that high, huge cost of health care is a burden that just can't afford. So the state needs to take another look at that and try and do something on the health care.
Well, you mentioned taxes too, Gary. When it comes to the property tax relief we saw a year ago, it was a reminder to me too. That was just a one-year deal, so we have to kind of hit a second phase of that this year.
Well, that was, you know, the property tax, the 40%, that's actually more than 1 year, but
okay.
The health insurance was pretty much a 1 year. The money they put in the health insurance program, that was a one-year money that they put in, and so that, you know, that will be run. That covered our 2018 premiums. It was supposed to buy down. Insurance companies are supposed to buy down the premium somewhat, but that, you know, the health care still in front of us needs, and it's affecting everybody. It needs to be taken another serious look at, and, you know, try and make some steps forward. I guess the governor has a proposal to allow farmers to buy into the Minnesota Care Program, which would allow them to take advantage of the state buying pool. So, you know, we are supportive of that, and we'll see where it goes.
Did we make some ground on having the whole cooperative style to health insurance? I know the 40 square deal this past year. Are we making a little ground in that neck of the woods too, Gary, that way? Or?
Yes, I believe we are. We invest, Farmers Union, we invested in the 40 square and helped in that program. And they had over, you know, it's not a lot of numbers, but it's, you know, over 1,000 people insured. And then the Land O'Lakes program had, I believe, around 700. So, you know, we're making steps. And I think that's, you know, we're encouraged about the 40 square. It's going to be governed by a local board of directors and going to be more responsive to the, you know, to the needs. And, you know, if we can grow, you know, we are hoping that we can get to grow that. And as times, if it's actually profitable for a year, well, that money would be returned back to the owners, the policy owners, just like your cooperative returns dividends to its members. So we like the concept, and, you know, it's in the beginning stages, but we think it'll grow and be successful.
Minnesota Farmers Union President Gary Wirtish joining us here this morning. And wherever you go, whatever brand of agriculture you're talking, Gary, and you guys are well aware of it too, and I'm sure St. Paul will become more aware of it, that, you know, some folks are doing fine in the ag sector, but some, it's a tough time right now, Gary.
Well, it is. You know, your commodity prices are low. And, you know, the dairy is the one that, you get a lot of dairy in your area. They've really been hit hard. Gone a couple of years with well below their cost of production. And it's, you know, we had a federal farm bill that's up for debate. And, you know, the dairy program in the last farm bill just did not work for the dairy producers. And we're seeing a lot of those small, mid-sized, you know, and there's a lot of very established dairies that have been in dairy for a long, you know, for decades and deciding to get out.
Gary Wirtish joining us this morning. Now, next week, you guys have a lobby day on Tuesday, right?
Yeah, we do. On Tuesday, we'll have our lobby day, Farmers Union Lobby Day. We come in and, you know, we'll have appointments with various legislators and the Attorney General and working on that. That's helpful that we come in and, you know, the farmers get a chance to, or the members get a chance to talk to various legislators and tell them, you know, what the issues in front of them and give them, you know, that's what the legislators like. That. They need to hear the one-on-one talk. Because as they try and do their job, they have to hear from us. If they don't hear from us, you know, we can't expect them to represent us well. If, you know, if we're not in front of them, telling them, you know, giving them our side of the story.
I know in my experience, just putting that face to the message goes a long way, Gary.
Oh, it does. It makes a big difference. You know, we myself and our, you know, other staff people, we do a lot of testifying at various committees on bills. But, you know, we'll bring farmers in, you know, on appropriate times that can testify on an issue that does make a difference.
Gary Wirtish joining us this morning here on CASM Radio. I know we got a lot of state issues, but a lot as well. Just a brief mention, final question on some of these federal issues. I mean, we're talking Farm Bill. We're talking the opioid crisis, too, which seems to become more prevalent as we go. And a big factor it's playing on our population all across the nation, too, Gary.
Well, it really is. You know, at a federal level, you know, they're talking how the drug companies, some of that, have really helped exacerbate that problem. So, I mean, we really need to take a look at that. You know, it's I heard on the one recent report that came out that, you know, various practitioners and different ones that, you know, that very easily, you know, prescribe them, you know, not realizing what they were doing, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Farm Bill time, I know we got some relief after this last deal in Washington when it came to the budget here. It seems like that's going to maybe lighten up this Farm Bill here when dairy and cotton got addressed already. But maybe some say any other, and it might push it back and not put that urgency to it.
Well, it did help getting some money, especially for the dairy in our area. We got some money put in that the budget bill, so that is going to help as we write a Farm Bill. But, you know, with the federal having trouble working together and getting actually stuff done, the present Farm Bill expires at the end of September, but we only have a few months to get it done. And if we get past into the spring and into the early summer, if they don't have a Farm Bill written and passed by then, it's going to be very tough to get it done, because then you're heavy into election season at the upcoming fall election. So we look at it, we have a few months that we really got to try and get it done. And at this point, nothing seems to be moving very well in D.C.